The following podcast is brought to you by David Hayes. He is solely responsible for its content. Securities are offered through JW Cole Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI and JW Cole Advisors. JW Cole Financial, JW Cole Advisors, and CFCI are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by David Hayes and his guests should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and is not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of losing principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax. Penalties may be imposed on such a person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. David Hayes and his guests are not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities. You're listening to 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win with David Hayes. David has been providing financial advice for over 25 years and is the host of Your Money with David Hayes radio show and podcast. He has been featured in high-level publications such as The Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger's, Fox Business, Forbes, and more. Join your host as he talks about his book, 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win, an Amazon Daily bestseller. And now, here is David Hayes.
Welcome to episode number 26, 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Know to Win. Of course, that is the metaphor of my football playing and coaching days, because we know time is ticking, time is running out, and the time to go is now. The 2017 tax cuts are set to expire at the end of 2025, giving us a real opportunity to act now and save ourselves. Yes, save ourselves and our family from taxes destroying our retirement accounts before they go up for good. With me today, my guest, Martin James, CPA out of Plainfield, Indiana, charter member like me of the Ed Slott Elite IRA Advisor Group. I might call you a recovering CPA, Marty, not a CPA. You've now... do not drink the Kool-Aid like the old school CPAs do, which is pay the tax the furthest possible time in the future. Don't address the issue today. So welcome to the show, Marty. You're in a three-part series. Marty, you're going to be with me for 26, 27, and 28. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here.
Glad you're here, too. This is your old stomping grounds, Bloomington, Indiana. You went to school at Indiana University?
It is.
Brings back memories coming down south.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Marty, also for the listeners, is a professional fly fishing instructor. So if you happen to be in the area of Zionsville, Indiana, check out the fly shop up there, Marty, and you may be able to teach them something not just about taxes, but about how to...
We'll get them flinging flies.
How to fling a fly, how to rip the lips, as we say in bass fishing. So, Marty, you've been listening to all of the podcasts. You've given me some great constructive criticism, some advice. You had me clarify a few topics, which is outstanding. But I just kind of wanted to review some of the topics of our past podcasts and get your comments on things. Like last week, right out of your own playbook, you wrote an article.
Yeah, that one was actually the Heather Shriver Social Security Advisor.
Oh,
which is affiliated with Ed.
You got it. Okay. But it was prescribing a Roth account to reduce pre-Medicare premiums. I thought that was really, really, really good. And we talked about it on last week's show, but you and I had lunch today and you said there's more for people to know.
Yeah, there really is. I mean, one of the things we have to realize is if, especially like right now, so we've got this little hiatus that was in 21 and 22 as a result of the American Rescue Plan, which was Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package. They took off some of the limitations on who could get credits and who can't. Well, going into the 23, we're back to the old rules that we had prior to that 21, that act. So it's going to be a little harder to actually gets your what we call the ACA premium credits.
Mm-hmm. Which reduces your premiums to potentially zero in some cases.
Yeah, exactly. You get really, really close, you know, down to that. Now, one thing I will tell you is as far as reducing your income, you can't reduce your income all the way down because at that point, you're not going to qualify for the marketplace. They're going to tell you qualify for Medicaid.
There's a sweet spot there.
There's a sweet spot. Yeah. So, you know, and how we first found this was we were working with a client, both of them about 62, almost 63. The wife decided she's going to retire also. So, you know, there went our health insurance benefits. So they were originally looking at Cobra. And at Cobra, they were about $19,000 a year.
Right.
And they said, well, this is cheaper than the ACA program, which is going to be over 20. And fortunately, you know, for this client, she had been funding in her 401k, the Roth 401k. Mm-hmm. So we had actually accumulated enough money in that Roth 401k, actually by spreading the tax out into the perfect tax bracket for them. And so now when they retired, now there's enough money there for them to actually live on, in addition to some of their other income, to keep them like under that $40,000 range for actual taxable or adjusted gross income, I should say. We cut their costs down to like $300 a month.
So how old were they?
62, 63. And yeah. So you had two of them.
So basically 3 years away.
Yeah, 3 years
away. You saved almost $60,000.
Oh, yeah.
What do you charge for that, Marty? Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
That's right. Exactly.
Hey, this podcast is free, guys. So you're getting all this outstanding advice for free.
Yeah.
There's just so many creative things to do when you can manage your tax situation, whether it be Medicare premiums down the road, whether it's health insurance costs before Medicare. Just so many things, required distributions down the road, gifting. There's just, when you just know some consequences of doing the smart thing early on, right? It can save you tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So let's take the same situation. Say this client had been funding pre-tax dollars instead of the Roth. Okay. Right. Well, in that year that they retire, I'm probably not going to qualify for ACA credits anyway, so I may just go on COBRA initially, and then the following year go to the marketplace. What I might do in that year is actually do a really large Roth conversion one time.
One time, rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, figure out how much money I'm going to need to bridge myself to Medicare. And we do that, and you know, even if it takes me up into like a 37% bracket, because of that additional premium savings over those next 3 years, the actual tax is actually, I'm actually saving money over those few years instead of using our basic concept of kind of bracket bumping.
Right.
It's that at that time, it makes sense to possibly bump way past your bracket because of all these other, what we call stealth taxes.
Mm-hmm. They come out of nowhere.
They just come out of nowhere. We can actually control that. And there's some huge savings because those, when you add those into your marginal bracket, they're substantial. This is also a time when, let's say, all my money's in my qualified plans. And I have really no after-tax money, or, you know, bank account or brokerage accounts that I can pay the tax on the conversion. This is one of those times that as long as I'm over 59 and a half, that it makes sense to actually pay the tax on the conversion. Which what I'm saying is if I have $100,000 that I'm converting, that goes into my Roth IRA, but then I have to pay taxes with my funds on the outside. In this situation, say I do my $100,000 conversion, withhold $25,000 in tax.
Yeah,
so I only have $75,000 in my Roth, but that's okay because that whole concept of paying with outside money is really based on the time that you're going to have for that tax, additional tax-free growth. And so we're going to be spending this money soon. So that's not really a factor.
You know, that's brilliant because you think normally, you pay it without out of plan money over 59 and a half, you can have it withheld on the conversion. That gives you more money to live on, keep your reportable income down to get the ACA credits. I told you guys Marty was smart. All right. The next episode that I did, or going in backward order, was, am I too old to do a Roth conversion? Did you like that one, Marty?
I did.
It's so, multi-generational wealth. I gave a scenario of me dying with a Roth and going to my kids, or then they die. And then, you know, it goes like for years, it can grow tax-free.
Yeah. I mean, we really never stop doing Roth conversions. I don't care how old you are. It's all a tax bracket function.
Yeah.
And I mean, all the way to the point that, you know, say, hey, there's money in, you know, the traditional IRA that, and the parents in a 12% bracket.
Right.
Okay. But the parent doesn't want to pay the tax to do the conversion.
But their kid's probably in the 37, soon to be 39.6, right?
You know, reach out to the son and say, hey, you want to pay the taxes on the conversion for your parents so you can inherit this tax-free? Well, yeah.
I'd do it.
Yeah. In a heartbeat.
Right.
Yep.
That's something that, you know, people don't think about, kind of the reverse nepotism. Because normally you're giving money to your kids, right? Now, this is the time for their money to come to help pay the tax on your IRA, so they get to inherit it tax-free at mom's 12% rate versus my 39.6 and probably much more.
And the other thing is the Roth conversion strategy for older people is sometimes even a long-term care strategy. Because if someone doesn't have like their long-term care insurance and they're planning on either, you know, self-funding or, the qualifying for Medicaid, which some of these attorneys, it's amazing what they can do. It just boggles my mind. And so it becomes a tax event. So, say my spouse has got $500,000 in her traditional IRA and she's going off to, you know, to the old folks home. Mm-hmm. And I'm still alive and I'm staying home. For her to qualify for Medicaid, she can't have that IRA. Now, she can't, they're not going to count my money here in Indiana, at least, as one of her resources, but hers is. So we've got to liquidate that. And they got to, you know, the attorneys do some pretty
quadro. Crazy stuff. They do quadros now.
Yeah.
So, on IRAs. They'll do kind of a technical divorce and
exactly
take all my IRA right. over here and right. keep it tax deferred.
Right.
Yeah.
But then a lot of times, you know, that doesn't happen and they have to cash that out, which, you know, so if I'm doing the Roth conversions, mm-hmm. then I can actually get that money moved out later away from her without having that huge spike in my income tax bracket.
If you hadn't listened to that episode, folks, please listen to it on Am I Too Old to Do a Roth Conversion? It was episode number 24, I believe. And then the last thing we're going to talk about in this particular podcast, series one of three with Martin James, CPA out of Plainfield, Indiana, one of the smartest guys I know. That's why at slot events, I did sit next to Marty because it's sort of the information just sucks right through his brain, right into mine. And just like most things in a Chinese telephone, as we used to play as a kid, about half of it gets lost in translation. So then I was like, hey, Marty, what do they mean by that? And he always explains it perfectly. So one of the things you and I talked about earlier about engineers retiring early.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a big question like, OK, how do I get to my money when I retire early? I did an episode on that one. Oh, I think that was episode 22 or I think it's 22. But nonetheless, so we went through all the different things and the gotchas. Rule of 55, 72 T's. We went through NUA, net unrealized depreciation. But Marty, that's a big problem that people face when they're not 59 and a half of getting money out of their retirement plans without screwing this thing up.
It is. And it's tough. So one of the things in the past, not in the most recent years, because interest rates have been so low, the 72 T payment, what we call substantially equal payments.
Right.
It's the deal with the devil. OK.
Oh, man.
It's because once you start this, you can't stop it and you can't modify it except for a couple of exceptions there. But what happened was interest rates got so low for that younger person, you couldn't put enough money into it to get enough money to live on. Well, earlier this year, the IRS came out with a publication. I can't remember which, well, not a publication, but, you know, notice that they actually changed this where it now they just bounced it up to like 5%.
Okay.
And you know, so
it used to be like 120 of the midterm capital rate. Something right. Goofy. Right.
Exactly. So they kind of give it that. So now it's more viable. So, you know, sometimes that'll work. And of course, what you're going to do is you're going to look at how much money you have in your retirement accounts and you're going to bifurcate those accounts. So this is going to be my 72 T one. And this is not for however much money that I need.
Gotcha.
So that is an issue, you know, retiring early, you know, sometimes, you know, waiting for that, hit that 55 rule, that's kind of a big thing. Yeah.
So again, if you didn't hear that episode, you definitely want to go back and check it out. If you or someone you know may be retiring before what most people would consider like full retirement age, then check it out. Martin James, my guest, he's going to be on the next two podcasts. So we're going to continue this discussion. We'll review a little bit of what we talked about this week on next week's show, and then also get into some more topics that we talked about on previous podcasts to get the expert's opinion of what we talked about and maybe add to it. We're going to take a long break. I'll talk to you next week on next Monday. But again, if you'd like to talk about how we can help you navigate these complicated issues, go over to cfci.us. Contact us there to set up your complimentary call or just give us a call at 812-334-3190 and we'll make it happen. This has been 2025, The Final Drive, what you need to know to win.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The clock is ticking. Each decision that is made today will put more money into your pocket or leave you worried about your financial future. The time to prepare is now. The time to eliminate risk was yesterday. Let's partner to help those around us to make decisions that empower their financial future. If you would like to book David for a speaking event, please contact CFC at cfci.us. You can purchase his book, 2025, The Final Drive, into www.cfci.us and clicking on 2025, The Final Drive.